Furious North Carolina dad vows to get justice after career criminal accused of killing daughter. By Amy Furrow, May 22, 2025. The father of a 22-year-old woman from North Carolina who was fatally shot during a recent burglary is vowing to get justice for his daughter. Stephen Federico told Fox News he was furious when he learned the suspect in the case. 30-year-old Alexander Dickey was a career criminal with nearly 40 arrests before his daughter, Logan Federico, was killed on May 3, the outlet reported on Wednesday. "That was shocking. Absolutely shocking. I got a name, but obviously, I didn't get a lot of information. They were still investigating the whole background. They told me he was a career criminal. We referred him to something else. It is what it is, that's the way I feel. But yeah, it was a shock that he was actually out on the streets," the grieving father said. Logan was visiting friends at USC in Columbia, South Carolina, at a home on Cypress Street when the suspect allegedly entered the home, stole credit and debit cards, and fatally shot the young woman. Police have described the incident as random. Law enforcement said Dickey drove a stolen car into the area and parked it near the home before allegedly breaking into another house where he stole keys, another vehicle, and a firearm. That was when he broke into the residence where Logan was and allegedly shot her while she slept. Dickey is accused of using the stolen credit cards the following day. However, when the car he was driving broke down, authorities said he called a tow truck and had it moved to a home in Gaston where police tracked him down. He fled when officers arrived at the scene and officers kept searching for him until a neighbor spotted him coming out of a wooded area. The suspect allegedly stole another car, wrecked it, then made his way back to the home where he had been the previous day. He is also accused of breaking into that house before police ordered him to come outside. Dickey was detained while attempting to set fire to the building. Following a recent hearing for the case, Logan's father said their family, friends, and community have shown them overwhelming support after their loss. He said of Logan, "She needs justice. She needs swift justice." In the young woman's obituary, her loved ones said her loss was unimaginable and the absence of her light is felt deeply by all who knew and loved her. Born and raised in Waxhaw, North Carolina, Logan was an aspiring student pursuing a degree in education in hopes to become an elementary school teacher. She loved children and wanted nothing more than to be a mom. Logan brought joy, laughter, and boundless energy into our lives. She had a powerful presence, vibrant, spirited, and full of heart. Logan lived boldly, loved fiercely, and never hesitated to stand up for the underdog and causes she cared about. Per the Fox article, Dickey is facing a charge of murder along with two counts of first-degree burglary, two counts of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, two counts of grand larceny of a motor vehicle, and three counts of financial transaction card theft. A lawyer providing legal advice to the victim's family believes the case qualifies for the death penalty, according to Vox. Federico thanked law enforcement for finding and arresting Dickey, saying, "They're now my friends. All of them are. Just special people. Really special people. They found their calling."